It was three facts about yourself. Two of them are true, and one of them is a huge, fabricated, big, fat, hairy lie. And it is our job here to work out which one is the lie. And playing this morning is the lovely Nikki from Royston. Good morning, Nikki.
Morning.
Morning.
Are you lying in bed listening to that, or are you up yet?
I'm kind of half up. My top's on, my pants are not.
Oh, good grief. There's a vision for us.
Well, there we are, still airing the room out a little bit there. So.
Keep the
windows open.
Yeah, lovely. It's not just the windows which are open. That's the thing.
Would you mind just putting some clothes on for us? Yeah. I'm not sure I can continue in this.
A little distracted. Yeah. Right then, so three facts.
Fact one. I once flashed my boobs for a daily tabloid.
That doesn't surprise me, considering the start of this conversation.
Right, fact two.
I once kissed a former Newsround presenter in a sleazy club.
Oh, please let it be John Craven.
I want it to be Lisa Mazimba.
It might be the latter.
Fact three.
I once performed in an Irish dance troupe on Blue Peter.
These are brilliant facts. Why did you get your boobs out for a tabloid newspaper?
I was a poor student and I'd maxed out my overdraft and spent my student loan. And they took advantage of me, came vulnerable. I was in a pub and they asked if I wanted to do it and they would pay cash. And I said yes.
How much did you get?
£100.
What?
That's all right. I'd do it for that. Oh, no, I haven't got any boobs.
I get mine out for that.
No face, either. No face. Just
no face?
Yeah.
That's just a bit weird, isn't it?
Was it actually just a random bloke in a pub?
I think it makes it a bit worse. They have business cards.
Did you buy the newspaper and see them in there?
No, he said he'd get in contact, but I think it was sat because they never contacted.
Really?
So suspect.
Did he walk, just a dodgy guy.
Did he walk up to you in a plastic mag and go, gotta take a picture of your boobs?
Still, £100 is £100.
Yeah,
even
that's
if it was
true.
You wouldn't knock him out, would you? Oh, what a shame that you haven't got a souvenir paper to show the grandchildren. That's a
picture. I know.
So, which Newsround presenter did you snog in a club?
It would be Sleazy Lizzo.
It was Lizzo!
Was it Lizzo?
No way!
People say it was a fake Lizzo now. A few of us did it in the club. We all went running around saying we'd snogged him.
A few of you snogged him?
Nikki, you sound like you had the best time at uni.
Lizzo Mazimba.
Getting
I
your
can't believe.
Snogging Lizzo.
I can't believe. Was he still presenting Newsround at the time?
I don't quite know. I wasn't watching it at that point.
I don't mean that you were in the studio. Literally, he wasn't trying to do a story about a panda while you're... fact three, Irish dance troupe. Who were the presenters of Blue Peter at the time?
Well, she does toothpaste adverts now. I can't remember her name. You know,
Katie White. Hill.
Katie, yeah.
Oh, I've met her. Massive face. Yeah.
I didn't notice it being that round, but yeah.
Yeah, the square, rectangular, if anything. Who else was Katie Hills?
I can't remember the others. There were two guys.
Not the one that got arrested.
And the dog. Two guys and the dog.
And the dog, right. That sounds dubious. I can't believe you wouldn't remember who were the presenters when
was
you were on Blue Peter.
Before Mark Curry? Or
was
around that
Mark
sort
Curry?
Of time?
Before Mark Curry, yeah.
No, it was after Mark Curry. No, Peter Simon was not on at the same time as Katie Hill. Right, I'm going for that. She's making it up. I don't believe that for a second.
You've got to know your Blue Peter presenter.
I wasn't a big fan.
Well, neither was Katie. Look, it's not Katie Hill. It's that one. Right, so you snogged a fake Lizzo. You definitely sound like a girl who would get her boobs out for a random man in a pub for £100.
To be fair,
which is also going to take all the men of Hartford and Ware all the way up the A10 to Royston later on, just in case they get lucky. So I'm going... I say Blue Peter isn't true. What about you, Jules?
I'm going to go for Lizzo because I can't imagine anyone wanting to snog Lizzo.
And I'm going to go for Lizzo as well, just purely because I think he's a real wholesome character. Don't let me down.
Which
Don't
is
let
the
me
fib
down.
From the fact?
The lies is Blue Peter, Irish dancing. Irish dance, but never on Blue Peter.
Yeah!
You got it right, Steve.
I got it with my knowledge of Blue Peter presenters. Oh, thank you.
Amazing.
Thanks so much for being on. Anybody you want to say hello to before you go?
Not that he wants to be associated with me anymore, but my boyfriend, Ewan.
You got a boyfriend?